Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
So I had a listener out there on the radio show yesterday send me a message via my Facebook page, confused why I was suggesting that people had said that the vaccine for COVID stops transmission. And I was confused. And I thought to myself, you know what? You shouldn't be confused. The media is so powerful that they actually are rewriting and retconning history to make people believe that we weren't told that the vaccine would stop transmission. Reminded me of the power still of the mainstream media and how, although this show is a big audience, Levin Show, Tucker Show, and others, it's still a small percentage of the media ecosystem. Don't worry, we're going to fix a lot of those problems today. I got that update on the Hunter Biden story and a lot more. Today's show brought to you by ExpressVPN. You don't like big tech and government spying on you? Me either. Get a VPN. Do it today. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Folks, an honest media would have warned you about this stuff, but the fact checkers did everything they could to cover for Pfizer and this vaccine. Also, an update on the digital ID story. The left is freaking out over it. It is the worst intrusion on your liberty in modern human history, and you better fight it or you'll regret the day you didn't. Today's show brought to you also by Relief Band. This is, I keep it in the desk right here. This is my actual Relief Band. It is the number one FDA cleared anti-nausea wristband that's been clinically proven to quickly relieve and effectively prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and more. We've actually purchased a few of these. This is mine for patients with cancer who've reached out. It is such a wonderful product. It helped me get through chemotherapy. This, like I said, is my actual Relief Band here. Whether you need everyday relief or just an occasional cure from nausea, their patented technology makes feeling sick a thing of the past. It's like the name says, Relief Band is legitimately a band you wear on your wrist to give you relief from nausea. I can tell you firsthand, it works and it works well. My mother-in-law actually took one on a cruise because she gets seasick sometimes. If you want a band that actually works at relieving your nausea, check out Relief Band. We've got an exclusive offer just for Dan Bongino Show listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, you'll receive 20% off plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com. That's reliefband.com. Use our promo code Bongino for 20% off plus free shipping. Go today. All right, Joe, let's go.
That's right. Let's go, Dano.
Yes, yesterday. Thank you for your support of yesterday's show. It did very well. It's been a great week. Last week was a phenomenal week for us. So thanks for spreading the word first. So a listener yesterday during my radio show, I was talking about this growing vaccine scandal, how we were misled to believe that the science indicated this COVID vaccine would stop transmission of the virus. We were told that. A listener said to me, sent me a message on Facebook, which I leave open because I'd love to hear from you. A listener said, Dan, I don't recall ever being told that by the media or science people. I think you're kind of wrong on this. Well, I don't remember being told that the vaccine would stop transmission. So I played a whole media montage of Rachel Maddow, Joe Biden, and others telling people that. But I thought I better expound on this more. So here's just a shortcut of the Pfizer CEO changing their story. In the beginning, suggesting, yes, it would stop transmission. Like that was the science. Then slowly evolving their story over time. So for all those listeners out there, again, who think I'm just pulling this stuff out of my wazoo, wherever the wazoo is, here again is more evidence that you may have missed the ball if you were a lefty or someone else suggesting like I'm making this story up. Here, check this out.
There is a protection against transmission of the disease.
There is no variant that we have identified that escapes the protection of our vaccine.
Against COVID, to come now with a treatment of 90% effectiveness, you know, personally makes me very proud about it.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The three doses with a booster, they offer reasonable protection against.
It is necessary a fourth boost right now. The protection that you're getting from the third, it is good enough. Actually, quite good for hospitalizations and deaths. It's not that good against infections, but doesn't last.
Listen, there's no need to hammer this thing anymore. I'm simply trying to make the point, as you can see from this Daily Mail piece, by the way, that a lot of people made a lot of money on this Pfizer vaccine, and a lot of government folks and fact checkers misled you. Look at this Daily Mail article. Be in my newsletter today. Bongino.com/newsletter if you want to subscribe. It's free. Pfizer cashes in on the pandemic. Pharma giant plans to sell its vaccine with a 10,000% markup, despite revenues tripling and the CEO pocketing a cool 50 milli during the COVID crisis. I get none of that. Folks, I have no dog in this fight other than the truth. If you want the science, come here. You want bull, go there. Everybody else is cashing in either an expansion of their power or their wallets. I'm not cashing in on any of this. Matter of fact, I'm the one who told you that the biggest mistake of my life was getting the vaccine. I have been honest with you about my mistakes and have told you the truth the entire time. Never tried to hide any of this from you. I promise you, my heart is pure on this. They are covering up for this vaccine scandal because it is going to turn out, as the stories start to come out about some of the negative side effects, to be the greatest science medical scandal you have seen in modern human history. The fact that fact checkers, the media, liberals, swampy Republicans, and even some cable TV folks who push this thing, that they lied to you, or when they didn't know, they just caved. I've acknowledged my mistakes. It's time for everyone else to start to acknowledge theirs. And if you're relying on people like fact checkers, by the way, to actually check facts and guide you in the right direction of science, ladies and gentlemen, you're making a big mistake. An honest media and fact-checking ecosystem would have warned us about the problems about the damn vaccine, but they didn't do it. What they did is they silenced people like me and others who started to see there was a real problem here early on. They silenced us. They used this fact-check symbiosis with big tech, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat. They use the fact checkers, these big tech platforms, to censor people from telling you the truth. They did their best to ensure the actual science on this never came out, and they're doing it again. I promise and pledge to you now, whenever the fact checkers harp on a story and tell you something is false, when they all, like blood-sucking piranhas, right, like vampire bats, hone in on a story, you can be guaranteed the story's true. Now I need you to spread the story around even more. What, about the vaccines? No, we're moving on from that. I just addressed that in the beginning because of the listener yesterday. I hope you didn't mind. It was just kind of infuriating. This guy thought I was just like making this up, that people told us the vaccine would stop transmission. You guys sit here all morning putting a show together, just to scam you all? Then my credibility's at stake. Of course I was going to back that up with facts. The fact checkers are out again, folks. They are obsessed with me. It is boiling bunny stuff. They are Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction. Sorry if I'm aging myself. Disgustingly attracted to me. It is really weird. They follow my page, my radio show, everything. And they wait and they wait and play because they know that my page on Facebook, is the second most destructive page to anti-science, anti-liberty narratives. Ben Shapiro gets a little more traffic than mine on Facebook. We're number two. Ours is the second most popular.
Weird.
On the conservative side. So weird how they follow my page and my radio show like blood-sucking vampire bats. Here, I have been warning you about what? What are we even talking about? For now, what? 7 years. Digital currencies and digital IDs. Ladies and gentlemen. I know. Yes. Yes. You didn't know. See, Joe does the audio video. You didn't know this. So Joe's not like faking this. No, yeah. They did it. No, they did it. They did it. You'll hear this as the audience does. Not a joke, by the way, and not in a Biden way. It really isn't. Liberals salivate over digital ID. Liberals, PolitiFact, the media, liberals, activist groups. They want digital ID and digital currency because there's nothing they want more than a totalitarian society where they can surveil you and make sure that you can't buy things that exceed your carbon footprint. It's already happening overseas where your gas allotment and stuff is determined by how much you purchase with your digital currency if it exceeds your carbon footprint. There is nothing the libs want more. They want to make sure they know if you bought a gun, if you bought cigarettes, if you're gambling, if you bought alcohol. There is nothing they want more than a digital ID. And big government globalists like Bill Gates and others love, love, love this idea. So we covered this story the other day about the $200 million the Gates Foundation was pledging towards digital IDs and a digital infrastructure. Here we go. PolitiFact. the hapless life loser, Andy Nguyen. Again, we have to add to one of our top five dumbest people at PolitiFact. And that's saying a lot. It's a lot of competition for stupid. Here he is. He says that's mostly false. Dan Bongino stated on October 11th that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged $200 million for digital IDs as part of a shift towards a totalitarian society. Wow. That's false. I was stunned to hear that because the reporting on that was consistent and was in no way counteracted by anyone from the Gates Foundation. So I thought to myself waking up this morning, okay, now we know. Now we know the story's true. Why? Because fact checker Andy Nguyen, one of the dumbest human beings at PolitiFact, and believe me, that's saying a lot, says it's false. That's how we know it's true. He said it's false, right? So I pulled it up and I'm reading the piece and I'm thinking, wow, that was mostly false, that story? So he says, you know, in a new claim on Facebook, it was my radio show, conservative commentator and host says the foundation and its namesake, Microsoft, have dedicated $200 million towards international digital IDs as part of a shift towards totalitarian society. They said, Bongino notes, I've been warning you about this year over year, and I'm warning you about it now too. So I'm reading down in the piece and waiting for the debunking, thinking I'm wrong about this. And I read down further, and it says, quote, Andy Nguyen, the infrastructure includes tools such as interoperable payment systems, digital ID, data exchange systems, and databases of records such as birth and death certificates, a foundation spokesperson said in an email. No specific amount has been allocated to such individual components such as digital ID, the spokesperson added. So basically everything I said about the $200 million dedicated to the digital infrastructure is in exactly what the fact check said. So you confirmed it is not mostly true, but absolutely true. And yet you've declared it false. So you can censor my Facebook page because this is it. This is it. This is what they do. You want to talk about useful freaking idiots, absolute life losers whose parents should be ashamed that they spawn such useful morons for a censorship communist future. Here's Andy Nguyen. Now, here's this D-canoe here. Andy Nguyen's a contributor, PolitiFact, based in Los Angeles. He writes for The Patch. Oh, my gosh. The Patch? We better take this guy seriously. Joe, don't worry. He worked for the Burbank Ledger, the Glendale News Press, and 1,000 Oak Acres, and he graduated from Berserkly with a degree in media studies. Oh, yes. Whoa, there you go.
Daddy.
Thankfully, Andy Nguyen shutting down that story, mostly false, by confirming the actual story. I sent them an email this morning at PolitiFact saying of all the dumb you guys have ever written, this one certainly takes the cake. Dan Bongino, $200 million being dedicated to a digital infrastructure and digital ID. False. Yes, at least, come on. Dude, seriously, really. I mean, yes, thank you. That's at least a double. I mean, I love it. Can you believe it? Mostly false. And he confirms the entire thing right there. Listen to me. On a serious note, yes, this kid's obviously a moron. I mean, we get that. He's a useful idiot for the censorship future. These are the same morons who tried to prevent you from hearing about the dangers of the vaccine if you believed they were going to stop transmission and you acted as such. You were told that. That had a penalty. If you went out and you were an older person at risk and believed the science that the vaccine stopped transmission and caught COVID and died, you can blame idiots like these people at PolitiFact and elsewhere who propagated this stuff and stopped you from hearing the damn science. Folks, liberals like Andy Nguyen and these dopes at PolitiFact, by the way, who've been totally discredited. Facebook has disavowed them themselves in court, where they said that these were opinion people. They're not fact checkers. They are desperate to hide from you the dangers of the totalitarian future staring you in the face if a national digital identity comes your way. Your biometrics, eye scans, your thumbprints, ladies and gentlemen, your fingerprints. This is all going to be part of this digital ID future. And because Andy Nguyen is too stupid to do actual homework, I mean, he got a degree from Berkeley in media studies, which is like a level above a certificate to cook breakfast in the morning at Denny's or something like that. This is Andy Nguyen. These people can't do actual research. By the way, I would give me, I say this with absolute sincerity. Send me a line cook from any restaurant in America to run this government before these idiots have now. I promise you with absolute sincerity, they will do a better job. At least they work for a living.
Coming right up.
Yeah, work, bust their asses. Here, okay, Andy Nguyen, let me help you out a little bit. Again, I know you didn't learn this at Berkeley. Reclaim the Net. A World Bank consultant says digital identity is not enough. Suggests a need for access to data too. You know, this is happening all over the world. India has one of the largest digital ID systems out there. Singapore and others. The piece notes that Singapore and the World Bank are joining forces and producing a study about national ID. They laud Singapore's national ID project, fellas, as a success. And they want to see how it can be brought to other countries as well. And how governments can model their own digital ID schemes after Singapore. Again, folks, you do what you want. I assume you're here because you like the content and because we beat liberal activists to the punch on these stories repeatedly. But I want you to understand, if you want to see my stuff, I don't say this as some kind of bizarre marketing pitch. I say it just because it's factually accurate. People like Andy Nguyen and PolitiFarce, right? Their sole purpose is to act on behalf of the new communist totalitarian future and to be useful idiots to censor the warnings I put out about them. That's it. If you want to see my stuff on Facebook, you're going to have to go to the page and like and comment on it. They're doing everything they can to enact this totalitarian future themselves. These people are disgusting. Their parents should be embarrassed they spawned them. Death and destruction. Totalitarian fascist futures have always started because useful idiots like these morons helped them. Academics, media people, always. The New York Times' dreadful history of covering for the Soviet Union. Useful idiots are everywhere. If I sound a little hostile this morning, it's not, I don't mean it that, really, I'm used to these guys at this point. It's just this stuff frightens me because it should frighten you. We have time to fix it. The problem, however, is it's not just Democrats, it's Republicans too. What, Republicans are arguing for this digital ID, digital currency future? Yes. Here's an article in Roll Call. Caitlin Riley, lawmakers trip over privacy and security of a digital dollar. Look, October 25th, 2022, it's this week. They note, quote, lawmakers from both parties say the Federal Reserve needs legislative authority to issue a digital dollar. But the two sides have so far been unable to find a balance between privacy and security that could overcome the partisan divide. Folks, you have guys like French Hill on the Republican side and others supporting this disaster. What the hell are you doing? What are you doing? This is a digital surveillance mechanism to monitor everything you're spending your money on. You don't know that? What, you trust these people? What, do you trust the FBI too? Do we need to learn you? Have you missed this show? Do you need to be educated here? Did you miss something? Folks, it only gets worse with these fact checkers. This is everything they tell you. Assume automatically. It's not always true. Once in a blue moon, an actual fact check actually works. Rarely, but it does. But you need to assume when a fact checker goes after an article and says it's false, that it's true. That it's true because they're trying to cover for something. Here, Christopher Rufo put out this tweet. Did you see this Newsweek thing? This is hilarious. Newsweek, another outright scam site. They have apparently fact checkers too. Newsweek claimed Antifa in a fact check didn't burn down cities in 2020. Really? Because not all cities burn down and Antifa doesn't exist. Rufo notes, remember, colon, fact checking is a scheme to launder left-wing messaging through a pseudoscientific process and pressure tech firms to censor conservatives. The verdict is in. Christopher Rufo, you're damn right. Look at this ridiculous fact check by the clowns at Newsweek. Again, who, if you have parents, they should be horrified. They spawn these idiots. They note it's false that the Antifa riots Cruz referred to, talking about his appearance on The View, are almost certainly the protests which followed George Floyd's death. They go on to, while most of these protests occurred in Portland, according to media reports, they were not all characterized by arson. Some were just characterized by shootings. Some were just characterized by breaking windows. Put the idea on the screen. I'm sorry I gave it to you. Really, it's not your fault. I'm getting dumber reading these idiots. Assume whatever they tell you. is the opposite on the fact-checking side, ladies and gentlemen. Please do yourself a favor. This is also why I want a little piece of good news, because I did. I woke up very optimistic. Yesterday, I was a little depressed. I don't know if it showed a little bit. I was a little bit of a funk yesterday. I tried to like clear the brain fog a little bit. But I woke up this morning feeling optimistic. You got Elon over at Twitter now. He's going to clean that mess up. True Social has been exploding. It's exploding. My interactions over there are insanely good. Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, is dying. It is being starved, and the death of it can't come quick enough. The fact that I have a very large following on Facebook means nothing to me. I care more about the future. I use it because people find us there and they get our ideas, and it allows us at least for a limited time to fight back. But Facebook is dying because they are using idiots like Andy Nguyen, PolitiFarce, and Newsweek to censor people from telling you the truth, and people are catching on or leaving in droves. Pre-market today, their stock was down double digits. They are getting annihilated. I'll show you a tweet about what's going on with them too coming up in a minute, just how bad of condition Facebook's in right now. Can't come quick enough. Let me get to this first. GetRefunds.com. If you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride from the pandemic to inflation. I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. There's no payback. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? You go to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys they put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned $1 billion to businesses they can help you too. They do all the work, no charge up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Thanks, GetRefunds.com. Appreciate it.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Here's what I mean, folks. You are winning. Chest out, chin up. We've got an election coming up. We are about to smoke the Democrats. I promise you, despite the fact that the world is in a perilous condition, of all the people in peril, we are in the least peril. We have the best military in the world, despite their efforts to crush it. We have a country secured by two enormous oceans and at least semi-friendlies on both sides, Mexico and Canada. No one's friendly. Everybody's semi-friendly. We have an educated workforce. We have a great university system. Again, despite the left's attempts to destroy it. We have people coming here. We have a growing population. We are going to be okay in the long run. I'm telling you, we are going to change and right this ship. You just have to get out and vote in 12 days. It's your job now. Elon's taken over Twitter. Facebook is dying. This is beautiful to watch. Here, look at this. This guy, Ken Mahoney, who analyzes his stock stuff, talking about Zuckerberg. He says, well, this couldn't happen more of a liar. Meta, it's Facebook. Get a load of this, folks. It's repurchased $42 billion of stock in the past 12 months. Oh, they did. At an average price of $300. Wow. It's now trading at $112. You're winning. I'm telling you, you're winning. That freedom train turns around slowly. But I'm telling you, it's turning. People will only take the beach ball of freedom being pushed underwater for so long before their arms get tired and that beach ball explodes out, folks. We're there. Now, it's a good thing we're there because there is an unprecedented amount of lying coming from fact checkers, the media, and this White House. Now, I'll say again, I know I've kind of beat this up a lot, but it's not that Biden lies that bothers me. It's that the Biden administration lies about everything all the time, and they do it in an unrepentant, open manner. They don't even care if you correct them, if you show them video of them saying the opposite. It doesn't matter. You can't run a constitutional republic like that. We've got to be clear. People are sadly willing to accept lying from politicians, but not blatant, open, outright lying about big things, too, that are going to change their lives. They're just not. It happened again, folks. It happened again. The Biden administration got cold busted trying to cut a deal with the Saudis to influence the election for them to produce oil. Now, you know the situation's bad when the goons at the New York Times are forced to report it. New York Times, U.S. officials had a secret deal with the Saudis, or so they thought. The Saudis apparently gave them the double-barreled family-friendly and said, you know what, that deal to pump extra oil to help you out before the election? Yeah, not only are we not going to do that deal because we think you guys are idiots, we're going to actually pump less. Now, listen, to be clear, again, for the thousandth time, I'm Team America. The Saudis, this isn't one of those things, oh, good, the Saudis won, we lost, it makes Biden win. No, we all lose, okay? This is dumb. However, it's even dumber that the Biden administration put us in this spot by cutting off America from producing its own oil supply, preventing drilling in the Gulf, in Anwar, the North Slope, shutting down Keystone, and then going over there and attaching their lips to the ass of the Saudis trying to cut an illicit deal. Now, I'm old enough to remember when cutting illicit foreign deals was considered grounds for impeachment when they tried to impeach Donald Trump over a deal that didn't even exist with Ukraine. Now, and that was about a real story, Hunter Biden, by the way, which is real. More on that later. Watch Karine Jean-Pierre. Anybody changing their vote today? Just want to make sure every day, worse press secretary. No, same, Joe?
They're worse.
Okay, they're worse. Thank you. Karine Jean-Pierre, we all agree, the worst press secretary in the history of the United States. Completely incompetent, completely unable to reason on camera. But again, I've never seen someone worse at this job. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre on CNN with Wolf Blitzer. Wolf asks her about this. Hey, we got the story. The New York Times is reporting this, not Conservative Review. And watch her just lie. That the meeting, everybody knew was about oil. Now all of a sudden that the secret oil deals uncovered was not about oil. It was about like signing Aaron Judge in the offseason or something like that. Here, check this out.
New York Times report that U.S. officials thought they had a deal with the Saudis before the president went to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia for his meeting with the Crown Prince. But they thought they had a deal on oil supplies and oil, price of oil, but the Saudis backed out of that deal. What can you tell us about
that? So we have been very clear about how we believe parts of that report was mischaracterized, and there has been some changes that have been made to that report. Look, we've also been clear that our trip, that the president's trip to the Middle East, was not about oil. What the president is focused on currently and today and has been for the past several months since the war started. Remember, because of Russia's war, we have seen a spike in gas prices. So as you hear us say, Russia's tax hike. And so we have done everything that we can and continue to do the work the president has to lower the prices for the American people. That's why you have seen gas prices go down.
Was there an understanding with the Saudis that the Saudis then backed away from?
Again, the trip was not about oil. That is not what we went to do.
Now, you may be asking yourself, and fairly enough, why are we seeing these random acts of journalism all of a sudden? Dasha Burns calling out John Fetterman for not being able to speak and understand language. She's then attacked. Remember that? We covered that, a couple of weeks ago. They try to cancel her. You have the New York Times now exposing this secret deal with the Saudis Biden tried to cut. You have Wolf Blitzer asking questions. Folks, I'll tell you what's happening right now. This isn't because any of these people are trying to do journalism or anything like that. What's happening right now is there's an apocalypse coming in 12 days for them, electorally speaking. Folks, it's bad. I'm going to give you an election update coming up in the show. Please don't go anywhere. It's a super important show today. I want to get through this fast. This election update's critical. There are races in play right now, folks, that have not been in play in modern American political history. I am not exaggerating. I ran for Congress. I specifically remember being told I ran for Congress in Maryland's 6th district in what's called a D plus 6 district. In other words, it leans Democrat plus 6. I remember someone specifically telling me, Dan, you have no chance of winning. We don't have a Republican in a Democrat seat plus 3 or more anywhere in the country. Forget it. You have no chance. You remember that race, Joe, for Congress? We were friends back then.
Oh, that was nuts, yeah.
That was nuts. It was totally bananas. I lost that race by 1 point, and I remember everyone telling me, D plus 6, impossible. Democrat plus 6, you're not going to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, there are races in play that are D plus 13, where not only is the polling tight, some Republican, yes, I'll get to it in a few, D plus 13. There are some districts, D plus 10 or more, where the Democrats aren't even putting money in them anymore. They are staring into one of the worst electoral apocalypses you've seen in a long time. So the blame game is starting now. These media people want to be on the record to be like, well, Biden and his administration, Karine Jean-Pierre and stuff, they're a big problem. And look, we called them out in advance. You get what's happening? They're trying to look like the Paul Revere's of liberalism before the fact, so that later on they can go, no, I said it. That's what's happening. This has nothing to do with journalism. After this, let me just take a short break for our next sponsor. I want to play for you. This is a longer cut, and forgive me. I try to keep the cuts to like a minute 30, minute 40 or less. This one was actually 3 minutes. I cut it down to two just for the sake of radio. I appreciate what, you know, Joe's efforts here. Tom Grabian, Tom Elliott at Grabian, one of the best follows on social media. Tom Elliott, he works at Grabian there. He put together a 3 minute supercut of the profound, unprecedented in human history dishonesty of the Biden administration. It is a must watch. I had to cut it down to 2 minutes, but it shows you again why the American people, I wish this weren't true. We accept a little bit of lying in politics because we know they're all liars, but we will not accept just being having our faces just spit in. Saudi oil deals, the border's secure, there's no, the fentanyl crisis under control. All this crap. We evacuated our people from Afghanistan. They will not accept it. I'm going to play that for you coming up. I'm telling you, this is devastating, and it explains everything about why media people are starting to do, journalism or whatever. Let me get to my next sponsor first, Genucel. Folks, if you want your skin to look years younger, Genucel Skincare is the way to go. Awesome products. That's April from Rockport, Illinois. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's that easy to look years younger with Genucel Skincare. Celebrate the holidays early with Genucel's most popular package for 70% off at Genucel.com, and do it now. Treat yourself to the only skincare products you'll ever need. Finally, Genucel is so confident you love your look, every Genucel order has a 120-day money-back guarantee. That's right. For a limited time, every most popular package includes Genucel's Hyaluronic Acid Correcting Serum free. Genucel's delighted happy customers for years by treating tens of millions of everyday skin problems like wrinkles, dark spots, dry skin, sagging jawlines, facial redness, and even those annoying bags and puffiness for men and women just like you. And with its immediate effects, Genucel guarantees results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. Order at Genucel.com/Dan. That's Genucel, Genucel.com/Dan. Your most popular package includes a complimentary gift set plus free express shipping. Genucel.com/Dan. Genucel.com/Dan. Thanks, Genucel. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals, and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Here it is, folks. You want to see why the media is panicking, why there's an electoral apocalypse coming, and why Joe Biden isn't hovering in the 30s for his approval rating? I'm still wondering who those 30 out of 100 people are. Here is a devastating supercut of the litany of lies you've heard since the minute this corrupt buffoon entered the White House. Check this out.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Getting those shots out for 5 to 11-year-olds is going to provide a lot of comfort to American families.
Horses barely running them over, people being strapped.
A horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
We have a secure border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
The border is secure. The border is closed. We've been unequivocal in that.
On the issue of Afghanistan. And to that end, we have seen a successful drawdown of the embassy.
I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not.
This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia. This is all about keeping working folks and ordinary folks that I grew up with from being able to vote.
The reconciliation package would cost $0.
The cost of these bills in terms of adding to the deficit is zero.
Some have expressed publicly that they're not comfortable with 3.5, even though zero costs $0.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
This bill is fully paid for and will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year.
Let me say that again. Be crystal clear. No one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a single additional penny in tax for all these things that were in the Build Back Better plan.
If you're a husband and wife, school teacher, and a cop, you're paying at a higher rate than the average person making $1 billion a year is.
My plans do not add to inflationary pressure.
The Build Back Better agenda will help reduce inflation, will help cut costs for the American people.
If we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation.
Inflation is going to come down next year. Inflation will come down next year. These inflation rises will be transitory, that they will come back down next year.
That is devastating. I don't even know how to describe how devastating that is. And folks, in case you think, oh, you're exaggerating, it's really not that bad. People are used to being lied to. No, they're not. They're not used to being lied to like that. I can prove it to you. It was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal the other day, a fascinating piece. And it suggested that polling indicates that Biden's approval rating is at its lowest when Biden speaks out about his own record. When Biden speaks out about his record, it's when he's at his work. Because Biden, here's what happens. Biden goes out and brags about how he's decreased inflation, fought inflation, pulled everybody out of Afghanistan, and people get offended because they know it's a lie. They saw the body bags come home from Afghanistan. They know there were people left behind there. They know inflation's hitting them in the nuts because they're out there buying food and buying gas. That's why. But don't worry, he's got it all figured out, folks. No sweat. Biden's focusing. We got inflation, an open border, a potential nuclear war. Get to that in a second, too. Don't go anywhere. But don't worry about it. Biden's priorities are locked in, folks. He's got what, horse blinkers on here. He wants to focus on racist legroom policies on airplanes. You're like, that's a stupid joke. No, that's not a joke. He gave a speech yesterday. What about our nuclear crisis, inflation? No, I'm not messing with you. Racist legroom policies on airplanes. Here, listen to yourself.
Some airlines, if you want 6 more inches between you and the seat in front, you pay more money. But you don't know it until you purchase your ticket. Look, folks, these are junk fees. They're unfair and they hit marginalized Americans, the hardest, especially low-income folks and people of color. They benefit big corporations, not consumers.
Again, it's the kind of thing you'd think would be a Babylon Bee story. You know, potential nuclear war, 8.4% inflation. You know, Biden focused on racist airline legroom. No, it's real. Now you see why the guy's at 30-something percent approval? Again, who the hell are the 30 out of 100 people who think this clown corruptocrat's doing a good job? They must be reading Andy Nguyen's work at PolitiFars. Now, I read this morning, and it's from a political report. It was reported on Twitter by the Kiev Independent, but it's a political story. I'm going through Twitter, and I go through Truth and other websites in the morning to put together the show, and believe me, this caught my attention, and damn well better get yours, too. Politico, U.S. accelerates plans to update its nuclear bombs in Europe. They've rescheduled the arrival of an upgraded B-6112 airdrop gravity bomb to NATO bases in Europe to December of 2022, Politico is reporting. According to Politico, a Pentagon spokesman said that the change in delivery date is no way linked to the current events in Ukraine. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about it, Guy. Guy's like, okay, Joe, he's like, don't worry, I'm at ease now. I mean, it's not like the Biden administration lies about stuff or anything like that. So what's the point? Never. Never seen that before. Good point. Never seen that before. Listen, on a deadly serious note, I hope we're going to be okay. I think we're going to be okay. And my goal here is not to unnecessarily frighten you. Really, the world is a beautiful place, and I enjoy getting up every morning thanking God for all the gifts he gave me. But ladies and gentlemen, the idea of a potential nuclear war scares the living hell out of me, and I'm sure it scares the living hell out of you too. I don't think they're telling us everything about the threat right now. I think they've got legitimate intelligence out of Russia that Vladimir Putin is as serious as a heart attack about using a nuclear weapon. And I mean it when I tell you, I don't think the United States leadership right now knows what to do. If they allow him to use a nuclear weapon and do nothing, then the chances are, as he gets even more desperate, he'll use another one. And the chances are, if nothing happens then, as he gets more desperate, he may use another one here. Don't gaff this off. A lot of people gaffed off the idea he'd invade Ukraine. He caught me by surprise too on that. And then what does China do? What does NATO do? This is serious stuff. And unfortunately, we have an unserious man in charge right now. I can guarantee you right now, if Donald Trump was president of the United States, there is no way in hell Vladimir Putin would be threatening any of this. I guarantee it.
I checked just before showtime, Europe and Asia, both at DEF CON 2.
I know. Joe like follows this like white on rice on this story. But you could, I think you'd agree with me. If Donald Trump was in charge right now, there isn't a chance in Hades. It's hard to prove a counterfactual, but that this would happen. All right. I got to get to an election update. We got a lot going on the election front. This one shocked me. So I have relatives, my sister and brother-in-law, live in the great state of Oklahoma. They live over near the Oklahoma City area. My brother-in-law is a doctor. My sister-in-law has been, just a rock for me. My entire life. They live in Oklahoma. It is a blood red state full of patriotic, God-fearing, gun-loving Americans. How in Hades is liberal Democrat lunatic Joy Hofmeister in Oklahoma even close to the Republican governor there? This is insane. Here's Joy Hofmeister caught on video talking about how in Oklahoma, which voted like 99-1 for Trump over Biden. Fact checkers, it's called hyperbole. That's a joke. How is this lady even close? Here she is supporting Sanctuary City. She's asked a direct question. You support Sanctuary City? Yes. Then she goes on to talk about like tolerance or whatever, which is liberal code word for bullshit. You get the point. Here, check this out.
Are you in favor of sanctuary cities?
Yes. And I believe it is important that we treat people with dignity and with respect.
I don't even know what to say. Can you explain this to me? I get it. The tribal nation. I know what's going on. It doesn't matter. There are enough conservatives in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma governor, Republican, should be winning by 20 points. This is insane. Moving on, election update block. Just a news article. Read this gem in the newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. Finally, a whistleblower steps forward, a former Orange County commissioner. Her name is Cynthia Harris. She stepped forward with an affidavit alleging a massive ballot fraud scandal going on in Florida. Folks, this is why voting matters. Keep that up for a second. She basically described an intricate system funded by liberal organizations that dispatch ballot brokers into the black community to pressure voters to turn over their ballots. They're paid $10 per ballot. It's divvied up among parties who help complete the ballot harvesting. Huge. If you've seen 2,000 Mules, you know this is a massive nationwide scandal. And fairly enough, some people say to me, I get it. I'm not criticizing you. I'm not your enemy here. Please. We got to link shields here. Fairly enough, people say, well, why should I vote? The system's corrupt. It is corrupt. It is corrupt. The only way to fight a corrupt system is to go back and take power from them and to fix it. We are fixing it here in Florida, and we can do this elsewhere. We elected Ron DeSantis. We won that election. Was there corruption in the election? Yes, but we still won, meaning your vote had to matter because their guy didn't win, right? I'm just asking you for a minute. Just zone in on me. You are correct. There is corruption in the system, but we still won. meaning your vote had to matter because you beat their guy. Look what happens when you get people in there when you win, because your vote still does matter. DeSantis is cleaning this operation up. This was a massive ballot harvesting scheme. You can read the whole piece about how they were doing it. It's happening. It can happen around the country too. Let me get to my last sponsor. I want to talk about this. Another story out of California, election update I was talking about before. There are races around the country, D plus 10 and more, where Democrats are going to go down in flames. I have never seen anything like this. All right, our last sponsor, I'll get to that next. Stamps.com. Having to drop what you're doing to make a run to the post office, it's a major pain, folks. We all know it, especially when you've got more important things to do. So stop mailing and shipping the hard way. Stamps.com saves you time, money, and saves you stress too. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services you need right from your computer. And you get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off UPS. It's a big savings. Whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out orders, making mailing and shipping a breeze, you can do it too at Stamps.com. All you need is your regular computer and printer. There's no special supplies or equipment. Don't mail and ship the hard way. Sign up with Stamps.com today. Use my promo code DAN for a special offer, D-A-N, that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. There are no long-term commitments or contracts. Don't worry about it. Just go to Stamps.com. Click that microphone at the top of the page, if you would, and enter DAN. Stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of the page. Enter code DAN. We appreciate it. Thanks, Stamps.com. Folks, here's what I mean, too. How there are races opening up everywhere, chest out, chin up. This is going to be a good couple of weeks for us. Here's Kank. Joe, remember Kank? We haven't covered him in a while.
Kank!
Remember, yeah. It's been a long time. Yeah. I was like, man, I was in the Palm City house. Remember him from the Young Turds?
Yes!
So Kank is the founder of the Young Turds. It's a liberal, basically an activist group. They're really not that bright. Kank is known more for his meltdowns on camera with Alex Jones than anything else. Kank is a radical leftist. Here, Kank actually posted this yesterday. Keep in mind, this guy's to the left of Vladimir Lenin. He says, quote, this is on his Twitter account. LA is a mess. Oh, there's trash all over the roads. Cops don't respond to calls. It's close to anarchy here. Is Garcetti already in Mumbai? Is anyone running this city? But Garcetti's the mayor. Karen Bass is the liberal running to be mayor. You know, it's Karen Bass seems to be saying she's going to maintain the status quo. She knows how to work the system. No thanks.
Kank!
Kank is back. Remember we had the Kankies? We gave away awards for the dumbest people in media. It's been a long time. So Kank, welcome to the party, pal, like Bruce Willis said in Die Hard. As you can see from this Wall Street Journal article, you're not the only one angry about California and L.A. Wall Street Journal, California's corporate exodus. New study came out by the Hoover Senior Fellows, and 352 companies moved their headquarters from California between 18 and 2021. Twice as many left this year, and three times as many as 2018. The top destinations, what are they, New York, Illinois, and Maryland? Nope, Texas, Tennessee, Nevada, Florida, and Arizona. Gee, what do they all have in common? They're all radical far left states. No, they're not. They're either purple or red states with low taxes and friendly business environments. Hey, so maybe Kank's going to move his business there too. The Young Turds. I don't even know if they're in LA. No, right. You see some, by the way, did you see those pictures that video that emerged about Philadelphia where it looks like you're in like, two decades ago, Beirut or something like that? That's Philadelphia. Homeless people sleeping in the streets look like they're dead. This is liberal America. Kank's just waking up to what liberalism does. It's a forest fire that metastasizes like a cancer and destroys everything it touches. It's catching up to them too. Annie Linsky, Washington Post. Democrats scramble into defensive posture in the final stage of midterms. One Democrat strategist who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Yeah, you wonder why he'll be canceled too. He described the quote, blue state depression for congressional house races, pointing specifically to New York, Oregon, and California, where a handful of races are closer than normal. Folks, I looked up some of those races. California 27, California 48. These are in D plus 5, D plus 10, D plus 13 districts. They are getting destroyed. You can only lie to people for so long, folks, before it catches up to them. The media, too. I wanted to end with this. Darnell Brooks was convicted yesterday, the Waukesha, the guy who ran over people and killed them in Waukesha. Good. He rots in Hades for the rest of his life. And may God rest the souls of his many victims. Well, Darnell Brooks presented a really complicated narrative for the media, who otherwise would be fascinated by a story of murder. So Curtis Houck is a good guy. He was on, I believe, OAN. And Curtis Houck, who covers media bias, he found it interesting that Darnell Brooks, who, by the way, happens to be black, so that's a really inconvenient narrative for the media. But see, we're conservatives. We don't judge people by their skin color. And if you are a murdering a-hole, we will judge you on your skin color regardless. I mean, judge you on your crimes regardless of your skin color, because that's just what we do. We stand on principle, not on judging people by the melanin component of their skin. Not the left. It's interesting how they covered Kyle Rittenhouse over and over, but they conveniently memory-holed the Darnell Brooks story. Listen to Curtis Houck describing the disparity between Kyle Rittenhouse coverage, convenient narrative for them, Darnell Brooks coverage, inconvenient narrative for them. Check this out.
Tom Elliott of Gravian did a study looking at the amount of coverage of the Rittenhouse trial. And with CNN and MSNBC, that came out to about 44 hours, so about 59 minutes, so about 45 hours of coverage all told. Darnell Brooks, through the beginning of the week, 1 minute and 25 seconds, three times on CNN and once on MSNBC. So three news briefs. That's it.
And then the media is confused. The racial narrative wasn't convenient for them. Killer is black, victims are white. Memory hole that one. Kyle Rittenhouse incident involves Kyle Rittenhouse, who's white, and others who are Antifa or otherwise. No, we got to talk about this every day. This is what they do. The media divides us. They divide us based on race, and they use their fact checkers and their liberal activists as a big symbiote to destroy and divide America. That's what makes this segment on NBC so hilarious. The same media that divides us based on race with false race hoaxes and race narratives every single day, they're then confused why America is so divided and sees the other side as a threat to freedom. Yeah, listen to this. Check this out.
Voters are voting as we speak. Early voting is now underway in 31 states. And data from our partners at Target Smart shows that more than 7.5 million voters have already cast their ballots. Now, according to our new NBC News poll, voter interest is at an all-time high, with a majority of Americans saying these congressional elections are more important than past midterms. And our poll shows voters are both energized and polarized right now, with voters in both parties seeing the other side as an existential threat to the country.
They're energized and polarized in your polling. Gee, why would that be? They seem so confused. She goes on to talk about how the other side's an existential threat to democracy. And they, why would that be? Why would both sides see the other side? Maybe because you guys did this? Have you ever, for a moment, looked in the mirror, these media people and these fact checkers? Have you ever looked in the mirror and said to yourselves, gosh, what role have I played in this? Has that ever occurred to you? Maybe the election would have been different if you did that and actually reported the facts instead of suppressing them, fact checkers and media people. Maybe we would have been warned about the largest corruption scandal in politics we've seen in modern American history after the COVID science scandal, the COVID vaccine science scandal. New York Post. Check out this story. The New York Post, the Hunter Biden case has exploded. The Hunter Biden case, he has a secretary, apparently, Hunter Biden, a Chinese secretary, who now we know had connections to the Chinese Communist Party. Apparently, she texted Hunter Biden urging Joe Biden to run for president months before he announced and supplied the Biden family campaign advice related to China. He's like, I wonder why that happened. Gee, I don't know. Only the biggest political scandal in American history, which you would have known about before the election if the fact checkers and the media didn't hide it from you because they are useful idiots. Hence my mockery of these buffoons, who I will say again, whose families should be disgusted that they spawn such horrible human beings. Horrifying, really, the totalitarian environment we're living in right now. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Election Day is 12 days away. If you're not registered to vote, do it now, please. We need you. Make sure you vote. The country's not going to save itself. If you wouldn't mind subscribing to the show, we would deeply appreciate it. It helps us stay on the charts. It's free. You can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, please, if you wouldn't mind, and at Rumble as well, rumble.com/Bongino. We're almost at 2.5 million subs on Rumble. Please help us get there, rumble.com/Bongino. Questions also for tomorrow, you can submit them on my Locals account, questions for the show, and at my True Social account. I'm at @TheBongino. See you tomorrow.
You just heard Dan Bongino.